Welcome to C2 Proficiency Quest. Welcome to C2 Proficiency Quest, the podcast for C2 English level students. I'm your host, Alba Casado, a student sharing her journey towards proficiency in English. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss any of my episodes. Hey, welcome back! Today we're going to talk about and practice some inversions. In particular, we're going to work with the structure not only, but also. This is going to be the first of a series of episodes about inversions. And I thought of kicking off with this particular one because it is one of the easiest. As you may know, inversions are a way to change the normal word order in English. So, strictly speaking, questions are inversions, but we are not going to talk about that kind of inversions. We're going to talk about advanced inversions here. Those we often use in order to emphasize the part of the statement we are inverting. We can also use them to add a more dramatic effect or to sound more formal. So the structure, not only but also, is usually studied for the first time at B2 level. Nevertheless, that doesn't mean you are expected to use it fluently and in all contexts, let alone with different tenses. We usually see this structure used with the present simple at B2 level, then with some past tenses at C1 level, and then with the present perfect continuous and some modal verbs such as must at C2 level. Alright, so what we are going to do today is to transform standard sentences into inverted sentences using not only, but also. We're going to start using the present simple and then move towards more advanced uses up to those considered C2 level. I'll give you one example to start and then I want you to try converting the sentences I'm going to provide you with. Ready? This device is very convenient and surprisingly cheap. Not only is this device very convenient, but it is also surprisingly cheap. Alright, so all we did there was to move the verb to the beginning, just after not only. So instead of this device is, we say not only is this device. And then we added but also to the second part of the sentence, which, by the way, you don't always need. You can find examples of inversions only with also, or nothing at all. Just adding a comma or a semicolon is enough. Also, when we don't have an auxiliary verb to move around, we need to add it in the tense we are using and change the main verb accordingly. So, for example, if your sentence is I like bananas, you should add the auxiliary verb do. Not only do I like bananas. Okay, so now it's your turn. I want you to convert each statement using not only, but also. If you need extra help, I'll leave you some links in the show notes so you can read up on this topic and keep practicing. All right, ready? The first one is, his students respect him, and they also love him. Not only do his students respect him, they also love him. She has an impressive background, and she is also very charming. Not only does she have an impressive background, but she is also very charming. Extreme sports enhance your fear management skills, and they are also fun. Not only do extreme sports enhance your fear management skills, they are also fun. Let's step up to the next level and use some past tenses. I went back to the store to complain, but I also left them a bad review online. Not only did I go back to the store to complain, but I also left them a bad review online. They gave us all the information we needed to start working on the project, and they paid us in advance. Not only did they give us all the information we needed to start working on the project, but they also paid us in advance. The quality of the project has improved considerably, and the price has gotten even lower. Not only has the quality of the project improved considerably, but also the price has gotten even lower. And now let's use some negative sentences, and let me tell you that this was a little bit confusing to me. We use contractions all the time in negative sentences when we are speaking, but technically we shouldn't use them with inversions since they are formal. However, who am I kidding? I've encountered tons of examples online using contractions after the inversion, not only. So it's not like it's not happening. So ask your teacher, and of course, don't use contractions when you are writing. That's all I can say, guys. But let's keep going. I didn't learn anything of value, and the coffee was pretty bad. Not only did I not learn anything of value, but the coffee was also pretty bad. They haven't visited in almost 4 years, and they rarely call. Not only have they not visited in almost 4 years, but they also rarely call. And let's move up to the C2 level. I've been studying English for most of my life, and I've been to different English-speaking countries. Not only have I been studying English for most of my life, but I have also been to different English-speaking countries. We must inform people about the problem and give them the tools to deal with it. Not only must we inform people about the problem, but we must also give them the tools to deal with it. Apart from being honest with him, you should also be kind. Not only should you be honest with him, you should also be kind. So, what I would recommend that you do is to use this simple transformation strategy every time you have the opportunity, so as to become comfortable with the structure. And then pick a new one and do the same all over again until you can use them without having to think about it. And if it's too difficult at the beginning, write them down instead and practice looking at the normal sentence while covering the inverted one and repeat every day. I leave you the sentences only as a bonus episode so you can practice these inversions. By the way, if you want to appear on the show, you can send me a voice recording through Anchor, or you can also mail it to me. I'll leave you the address in the show notes. And if you have already taken the C2 proficiency exam, or you are a teacher and you'd like me to interview you, you can also contact me and tell me why you would like to appear on the show. Again, if you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to subscribe and share with anyone you think might be interested. And if you have 2 minutes to spare, I would really, really appreciate a quick rating and a review. Your ideas will help me improve, create meaningful content, and reach more students. Also, check the show notes for links to my Instagram account and the Facebook page, and other resources mentioned in this episode. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time.